Have you ever thought that you can change the world right where you are and make it a new world for a new you? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher, and telling you that you can change your world into anything you want to change your world into, which is a big lie. Oh, Herb, why are you saying it in the first place if it's a big lie in the second place? Well, because in the first place, it's what most people think, and in the second place is the fact. Now, why is it that you cannot change anything to your pleasure? You cannot change anything to your pleasure because every time you think of something that you'd like to have it that way, you are not changing it. You are creating it new. You are putting a new cause in motion to bring about the effect that you want. You're putting a new cause in motion to bring about the effect that you want. You cannot change the past. You cannot change the future. You like that pounding there? That's the edge of my chair. You cannot change the past and you cannot change the future. You cannot change anything. All you can do is do it now. Create now. It's the illusion you want now. We were talking about Richard Bach and his illusions and the Messiah's Handbook and how you can open it up any place and it'll have an answer to some relevant question that's in your mind. As the Bible, we open it randomly and it falls open to some answer to your thoughts in your mind. And why don't you just open up your own mind and let it fall open to some random choice and see just how wonderful it is. You see, we have been living in a world where we think we can change things, where we think that we can change the weather, we can make it rain. We think we can change the weather and make it warm or cold. We think we can change relationships and have everybody be happy together or unhappy together, whatever our heart wants us to have at the moment. And what is the truth? What is the truth? We talked about my friend JB and Silva in the Schweiz. And JB and Silva were madly, passionately in love for 8 years. JB's wife had taken off on her own little adventure, and JB asked her for a divorce, and she wouldn't give a divorce. And JB just hated her. So the love passion he had for Silva was jaded with hate, which is a very unhappy thing. And so I came along, and Silva says, "What can we do? What can we do? We want to get married, and we can't get married while this marriage that he has is still standing, you know. And we've been living together for 8 years, and she just will not give us a divorce, him a divorce, you know." And I said, "Why should she?" I said, "There's nothing for her to gain out of this. Why should she?" And, "Well, what should I give her? What can she gain out of it?" I said, "Well, it's not a matter of what you give her and what she can gain out of it. It's that you have showered her with hate for 8 years, perhaps longer, and now all of a sudden you want her to like you and say, 'Go, my child, and enjoy yourself legally,' you know." And so I said, "What you want to do is you want to be the giver. You want to be the giver. You want to say to your wife, 'Sweetheart, you were a perfect wife. I loved you, and now we're ready for a change. And sweetheart, I surround you with all of the handsome, dynamic, wealthy young men that could ever want to be in your world. And they all want to have a relationship with you, and they all want to get married, and they all want, and you have to choose between the many, many men, you know." And of course, with all the anger in her heart, she hadn't been experiencing that, but he says, "I'm not going to do that. I don't like her. She's terrible." And I said, "Well, sometimes we have to give a little to get a little. Now, if you see her surrounded by lovely people who just want her attention, and she wants to be free to do as she chooses, then she will get a divorce, you know." "Oh, that never works. That never works." Oh, they argued me for at least a day or two. And so finally, they said, "All right, we'll try it. You know, we'll try it." A lot of enthusiasm, isn't it? You know. So they tried it. Within a week and a half, his lawyer called him and said, "JB, and she signed the divorce papers." Now, We never know whether she was surrounded by beautiful men and was surrounded by happy, harmonious things. But he released her. He released her. He put a new cause in motion for her and for him. He saw her enjoying her life, and he saw him free to enjoy his life. Now, he didn't make something happen. He didn't say, get off my back, you old so and so forth, you know. He just said, hey, I surround you with lovely people. What a nice change from hating to seeing her with happy times, you know. And it has to bring wonderful results, and it did. Like I say, I never checked, we never checked to see whether she had a lot of men around her or not, but in a week and a half, because that love, the hate changed to love, the love released him and released her. And JB and Silva got married, and that was 30 years ago, maybe, yeah, at least 30 years ago. And they are happy as can be, you know. And they're still traveling to their different homes and in Spain and in Switzerland and in Italy, and you know, they just have a fantastic life. But you see, we cannot change anything in our life. The only thing we can do is to put a cause in motion for whatever it is that's important for us to have. Now, what is important for you? And whatever it is, that's what you're enjoying. Whatever it is, that's what you're enjoying. Now, what is important for you, Heinz? Is to be your divine self important for you? Well, then only give that attention. And you, Miss Ingeborg, what is it that's important to you? Living in an angry, uptight, hurtful world? Then go for it. Go for it. It can be worse than you have created it if you want. But I would think that that would not be very rewarding. What would you like? Would you like to create a world filled with beautiful people, filled with beautiful circumstances, starting with yourself, where everybody around you is just a delight to be with? Isn't that nice? Come on, isn't that nice?
This is nice.
Watch it. Yes, it is nice. And put that cause in motion. Tuk, 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 tuk. I'm not kidding you. If JB and Silva can do that, my goodness. They didn't even know the principle at the time. They just followed what I told them to do. Now maybe you'll follow what I tell you to do. Without any judgment, without any saying, oh, it would be nice, but, you know. Let the buts and would-be's out of there. Just say, I am a fabulous woman. I'm surrounded by fabulous people. And I like life. And I find all the good that life has to offer every time I turn around. Isn't that nice?
Yes, yes.
Your enthusiasm is just like JB and Silva, but it's worth working on. And Ellen, what's the prize that you want in your life? You want your son and daughter to be perfect and happy in their world. You want your grandchildren to be fantastic. You want the university to be a success. And I say, that's all a lot of hogwash. You really don't give a hoot and holler in hell about it. If you cared about your grandchildren, you'd be over living in Lugano with them. If you cared about your son and daughter, you'd be over in Lugano living with them. If you cared about the university, you would be so in love with the university, you'd be just doing everything you could to make it a happy place, and you would not have one rule on campus. They would just all be living in happiness out of your heart. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, but yeah, you had to watch what each one of you has different thoughts in your head. But watch it, because Ellen, wouldn't it be nice?
It is
nice.
But that's the point. That's the point. With Ingeborg, it is nice. With you, it is nice. And you don't do anything about it. You don't go over and get the divorce paper signed, you know? You just surround her with pure white light of love, and you surround the university with pure, and but basically you surround yourself with the pure white light of love, and shazam, everything is yours. And isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
And you, same thing as Ingeborg, you got a smile on your face, but you got anger in your heart, and you don't need that. You want a smile in your heart and a smile on your face and a smile in your life, and that only comes when you let go of the past and live in the now and see how beautiful a creator you are. You
yes.
create everybody in your world just fabulous. Beginning with me.
Yes.
No, beginning with you.
Yes, yes, yes.
And stay there.
Yes.
Writing book?
Yes.
Yes. Grr. Ellen? Yes. Heinze?
Yes.
Oh, you're great, Heinze. Heinze?
I like me. I am divine order. I am peace.
Super! Now, young princess?
Yes.
Or is it queen?
Queen.
Oh, my God. I must stay with these things here. You have dreams, which are a bunch of garbage. You have desires, which are a bunch of garbage. You have wants and hopes and so forth, which are a bunch of garbage. And you're looking to change the past and so forth, which is a bunch of garbage. You have one of the finest imagination talents in the world, and you can apply that imagination talent to living in the now and seeing everything that your heart is done now. Everything. Your perfect body, is that a good start?
Oh, yeah.
Your perfect mind?
Done.
Your perfect spirit?
Done.
Your perfect relationships?
Done.
And so forth. Yeah. And you are just, what is this, Ellen? I am in?
Independently wealthy.
Are you independently wealthy?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Ooh, sounds good, doesn't it? Now, we don't change anything. We put a cause, and we don't put a new cause in motion, because it's not a cause contrary to something else. We put a cause in motion for what we enjoy being. And we put the cause in motion by doing what, anybody? We put a cause in motion by saying, it is done. Not it will be done, not we like it, but it is done. I'm whole and perfect. God, I'd like to be whole and perfect. I sure would like to be whole and perfect. How do I get to be whole and perfect? Maybe I go to the doctor in the hospital. He can help me. No. That's all true. You may do all those things on a physical sense, but I'm whole and perfect. And then every doorway for your wholeness and perfection is revealed to you. But if you're going to say, I'd like to, then you push it away. You see, we don't change anything. We merely realize, acquiesce, accept the fact it is done. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day. And this 12 minutes and 30 seconds that I spent with you are one of the most delightful 12 minutes and 30 seconds of my life. I love you, I love you, I love you. I love you.